Right, good evening.
Well, James, good evening, first of all. I suppose, first of all, let's talk about your website, Non-League North, a very good website, something I do read nearly every day, has to be said, for the Yorkshire Non-League sides. Just, first of all, how did you begin with this website? What made you want to do it?
Well, I've been involved in Non-League football since probably 1998 time, and I've been involved at Bradford Park Avenue and then Farsley Celtic. And then a couple of years ago, I just started doing a Blogspot website, just covering a handful of teams. So I think it was Garth of Glasshouse and Ossett Town and a couple more. And then obviously you go from there, other teams want a bit of coverage, and then the website's evolved to a few thousand people looking every week. I mean, I never anticipated it taking off as much as it has. And really, the site's only going to get bigger, I would think.
I suppose that's the great thing when you've started non-league with covering non-league football. You're in a position where it was kind of small, not much publicity, but now you're seeing, while that's growing, your website's growing as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose there's always been newspaper coverage in non-league football, but like everybody knows, newspaper coverage has gone down over the last couple of years, and I think people obviously are interested in it, and look at my website's been a good way of getting information out there. And I think as well it helps with all the clubs I'm dealing with are all on board, and they're all recognising that it's a useful way of promoting themselves.
And I suppose that's the great thing, isn't it, really? It's a bit of a win-win because you get the hits and they get the coverage.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is difficult because I can't cover every team as much as I would like. I'm having to sort of stick to a few clubs a week and then hopefully cover everybody in a month. So it is difficult. But as long as clubs cooperate and help me as much as I help them, as you say, it's a win-win.
And you've spoken there, you know, you've been covering it since 1998. Why do you think non-league football has gained such big publicity in the last couple of years?
Well, I wouldn't think it's big publicity. I mean, it still struggles to compete with the Football League. I mean, you look at the attendances and what clubs get. I mean, they're not massive amounts. But I don't think it's ever been really taken that seriously. I think it's not only in the last few years that people are starting to take it a little bit seriously, because ex-professional players are now dropping into non-league, and I think that's made a massive difference.
And you cover so many teams. I mean, obviously you've been to so many grounds so far this season. If I was to ask you now of a couple of sides that have really impressed you that you think will have a good second half to the season, who would they be?
Well, I think they're fairly obvious. I mean, Charlie and Aquaforce, if they don't win the Eurostick Division 1 South, they're not going to be far away. They're a top side. And I think the other team to watch out for is probably Hemsworth Miners Welfare, who are clearly going to be in the top three if they keep going in the way they are. They really have impressed me. Both sides are similar in the sense that they're very attacking. And you certainly get entertainment when you're watching them. I mean, Hemsworth last week scored 9 goals, which tells its own story.
I suppose that's the great thing, isn't it? When you look at these teams, your Shoreline Aquaforces, your Hemsworth, if you pay your entrance, so you're guaranteed a good game of football.
Well, you are. I mean, you don't see many nil-nil. And I think as well you see an honest... You don't see... I mean, I'm not being disrespectful to the Premier League, but you don't see people diving around. It's all honest play. Everybody works hard. And like you say, in most grounds, you do get entertainment.
And obviously, looking at your own website, I mean, what are the plans in place while the league's growing that your website will grow?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I say, I mean, I take it week by week with the website. I mean, I've never really had a plan with it. It's just something what's, you know, just gone from... I've started off and I've just built it week by week. I've not sort of had a long-term plan. I probably do need some help. Writers maybe in the future, but like I say, I'm just trying to keep it as simple as possible, and like I say, I just hope everybody enjoys reading it. That's all I really ask for.
And looking at some of the cup runs which have happened for some of the non-league sides, you know, your obvious one is Salford City and the publicity that's had over the last couple of weeks. Do you think that will help grow non-league football in the future?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I think the Jamie Vardy story's probably done more for non-league football than the Salford one. I think the Salford one, you've got to take into account they are spending a lot of money, and they're spending a lot of money in compared with probably the conference teams. to where they are now. But I think this Vardy story is very interesting because of where he's come from. And I think it does help promote it, because I think if you look at the amount of teams now looking at, from the Football League, looking at players in the non-league world, they're really looking out for them hidden gems. I mean, you only have to look at the player who, I can't think what his name is off the top of my head, but he's just gone to Swansea City from Ossett Albion. So I think one thing it will do is probably increase exposure on non-league football, in the sense that I think there'll be more scouts out and about looking for players and hoping not to miss out on the next one.
I suppose that's the great thing, isn't it, with Jamie Vardy? It really is a bit of a fairy tale story. Someone who was at Stocksbridge, went to FC Halifax Town, then got a break at Fleetwood, and now, obviously, he's breaking records left, right and centre.
Well, I mean, I don't think he was ever an unknown player, because you only have to read some of the interviews of Alan Bethell, the Stocksbridge chairman. There were quite a number of clubs looking at him at the time. There was Crewe looking at him. I think Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday had looked at him. I think it's just amazing how far he's gone. Because obviously, you know, every year you see non-league players going into the Football League. But to then be scoring 10 consecutive Premier League matches, it's completely unheard of. I don't think any, and certainly his age as well. Because you forget that he's 28 and he's coming to the game later on, or in terms of the professional game later on, it's unheard of. And I think that's what makes it even more remarkable.
And obviously now, when you look at non-league football, there are cases of players that are actually dropping down from Football League to the non-league area at quite a young age. You look at the likes of George Green, who was a £2 million buy for Everton, who's just joined Ossett Albion. And I've spoke to him just recently, and he was telling me non-league football to him seemed a bit of an attractive option because he knows he'll enjoy his time there. And it looks like more players are in that position.
I don't really know. I mean, that, I don't really know with that. I mean, that's the George Green one was a bit of an unusual one, but I think certainly at the other end, more so than 20 years ago, any player who now retires from the professional game, most players now drop into non-league football. I don't know about a younger age. I mean, obviously, if you want to continue playing at a decent level, you are going to drop down. But the George Green one was slightly unusual because of where he'd come from in such a short space of time.
And obviously, you cover so many clubs, you know how much it means to a side when a fan does give their money. And just from that perspective, how much does it mean to a club when the attendances are good?
Well, it means everything, because it brings... obviously, there's not many clubs out there who can say that they're financially well off, so... everybody needs as many coming in, spending, buying programmes, buying raffle tickets. It's massively important.
And obviously for yourself, just how much does it mean? You know, I know when you started this, you wouldn't have thought that you'd be getting a couple of thousand hits every week. How much does it mean when you have a look and you see, you know, you've got 2,000 people reading your articles?
Well, it means a lot, because you're not wasting your time, are you? If you're writing an article and there's only 10 people looking at it, you'd be wasting your time. But when you're seeing seeing a lot of people reading it, you know that it's been appreciated. I mean, I'm sure some people probably don't agree with the odd article, but like you say, it's good to see someone in it. It's someone being so high.
And moving on now, then, having a look at the winter period, obviously it's going to be a time where you, and I know I'll be going to a few games where the games are called off. I mean, how frustrating is that going to be? Because obviously the bad weather is on its way.
Well, it's all part and parcel of it, isn't it? I say, I've been watching non-league football since 1998, so it's all part and parcel of it. I mean, last season we didn't do too badly, but we didn't have any snow. But it's just all part and parcel of it. All I try and do is just stay as local as possible if it's bad weather, and then at least if I don't go too far, it's and then get somewhere where it's cold off, I don't have too far to come home again.
And James, then, just finally, for anyone listening that maybe hasn't been to a non-league game and is thinking, right, you know, why should I be going? Just in your own words, why do you think someone should be going to a non-league game in the local area?
Well, the social side of it, you know, that obviously in a Football League game, you show your ticket, you go in, you've got a seat, and you sort of stuck to that for the rest of the game. Whereas in non-league, you can have a drink, have a chat with some mates in the bar. You can wander around aimlessly around the ground. You don't have to just stick in one place. And I think that's the crux of really what non-league football is about, really, more than anything.